Welcome back. I'm your host, Doug Haldeman. I'm here with my co-host, Tammy Haldeman. Welcome back, Tammy.
This has been a great show so far, hasn't it?
It has. I love information. I love having a mastermind of experts that, you know, frankly, have a lot more experience even than I do. So I love hearing that. So I want to welcome back to the air. We have Jason Pasha from the Chesterfield Cole Banker Gundaker office. We have Al Rosen from DePere and Kim Magaletta from St. Charles at Mid Rivers 94. Welcome back, guys.
Thank you for having us.
Here.
Yeah, it's been great information. We appreciate you guys taking the time. And you know, you guys have been known for homegrowing agents, meaning that you're not necessarily always recruiting them from other companies. You guys have helped a lot of people start their career in real estate and turn them into superstars. Tell us about what it is that's helped you guys do that, and what is it you've seen that's helped make some people successful and other people weren't able to.
Prior to being a branch manager, I worked in the career development department over at corporate. And so I did a lot of recruiting then, and I still put a lot of that in place in my office. But, you know, I think part of it is we have so much to offer from our company. It just makes us a very strong, strong recruiter. We look for people getting new into the business, and I know it's changed over the years. Right now, the type of people that are coming in, you know, a lot of them have been corporately downsized, just changing a lot of positions, been put out of business, and they're coming into this market. So we have a ton of people with high skill set, strong work ethics, people that really need to and want to make money. So you've got to look at that for people that you're trying to recruit into the business.
You guys offer a pretty good training program to your...
Excellent. Mm-hmm. Very good training program corporately. We've had our training director, Kim Doherty, with us for over 25 years. I mean, he's been with us at Gundaker, started with us, and developed a very, very strong program. And education is the key in this business, and not everybody has that, you know, synergistic leadership, I think, with that regard to the training.
It's more than just putting a sign in a yard.
Absolutely. You've got to know if contracts in and out, along with working with people and developing the relationship.
I'm sorry, but I might add, we also have a pre-licensed school for anybody who is thinking of getting licensed. Cole Banker Gundaker, we own our own pre-licensed school that we could help them get licensed also.
So that's pretty interesting.
Yeah. It is interesting. So you guys have your own school. So does that help defray the cost for somebody that wants to get in, and you know, especially if they want to come directly on with your company?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, we have some scholarship programs available where you know, to defer some of the costs that if somebody is looking to get into a career in real estate, that we have some scholarship programs. I'd encourage them to contact, you know, their local manager, Cole Banker Gundaker office, to explain it to them, sure.
Well, and I'll make sure we post you guys' information on our website, because somebody may connect with you guys geographically. They may connect with your message today, and I'll make sure and post for Kim Magaletta, Jason Pasha, and Al Rosen. We'll put your information on there so somebody can just contact you guys directly if they have questions about that, because if somebody wants to get started, what's the typical cost and how much time does it take for somebody to get at least to the license stage first?
I'll tell you what, oftentimes when people are first entering the industry, they start by having a series of questions. This industry is a fun energy. If you're a self-starter, obviously there's a lot of opportunity for you in this particular industry. But I would say that it's not necessarily HGTV every day. And so it's a situation where you know, oftentimes we'll sit down with people on the front end and answer any questions they have about what it takes to be able to get in the industry and help prepare and lay out the costs and expectations. But at the end of the day, you're really looking around $1,200 to $1,300 to be able to get started. And that not only includes the costs associated with just going to school, because if you were to look online, you might see a school is going to be a couple hundred dollars. But once you go to the school, if you're going to be a licensed realtor in St. Louis, you have to join the local real estate association. You have to have a super key to access properties, access to the MLS, which allows us to be able to search each other's listings.
Business cards are nice, too.
Business cards are nice. That's something we typically provide. And so it's at the end of the day, it's there's a lot that goes into it. But as much as you can have a desire for housing, I think it's very much a business. And most of the associates associated you know, with our company really are specifically business-minded. that really this is their full-time job, this is what they focus on, and this is their expertise. And that skill set is what I think helps make our team so successful.
Well, and it's interesting you say that because they're business-minded, but you guys have recruited some really successful people that didn't come from a business background. Because I know you guys have had some nurses and teachers that have just become superstars in the business.
Yeah, one thing I learned in this business a long time ago, doing it so long, is that even though, yes, we're salespeople, we're really not salespeople. I link us more, we're kind of detectives. Because if we're showing properties to a husband and a wife, and let's say we show them 12 to 15 homes, and it just doesn't click that they haven't found the right home, you know what? We probably need to regroup, go back to the office and say, folks, either I haven't listened correctly what you really wanted, or you haven't articulated correctly to me what we're looking for. So let's kind of regroup. It's a fact-finding mission. I could know all the great closing techniques and great things to close somebody, but it's not about brick and mortar. It's about finding a home for them. So when you go in a home, if it just doesn't feel right based on their wants and their needs, then we probably haven't listened correctly, and so we regroup. So
a mature attitude to have. I mean, it's super important because it's not about you making the money. Like you said earlier, it's not about the money. It's about the people. Absolutely. So that's good.
Well, and what is it about, for instance, nursing and teachers that have made them good in sales and good in real estate?
Well, what I found, and I actually targeted the nurses and the teachers very highly because they're very good at taking care of people. They're very good at listening. Teachers have, if they are successful teachers, they're people that can ask questions and listen to the answers. And they have a way of connecting with their students about really finding out, like Al said, what they want and what they need.
Well, reading body language and all those little cues that tell when the student doesn't understand the message or the lesson.
Absolutely. And nurses the same way. Nurses, obviously, they have to know where it hurts or, you know, figure out.
Understand the pain.
Understand the pain and then try to figure out how to help, you know, not just relieve the pain, but to really help heal them. So, you know, they are two great groups of people that if they're successful in that industry, they make a great transition into the real estate industry.
Well, I love hearing that. And if anybody's looking to start their real estate career, because I'm just going to guarantee you that there are people right now that have had this in their head for a long time and they've really just been interested, because I know I was just obsessed with real estate. I love it. I love going in and out of houses. I love going on house tours. I love going to open houses just to see the inside of them. I like the architecture. I like everything about it. I love the business aspect of it. And there are people right now that are listening that are in that situation. And if you are in that situation, visit our website. Go to DougHaldeman.com and look for our blog post with these three managers from Coldwell Banker Gundaker, Jason Pascia, Al Rosen, and Kim Magaletta, and contact any one of those three and talk to them about what it's going to take to start your real estate career. So, guys, I want to shift the topic real quickly. We have 2 minutes left, and ask a couple of quick questions, because as a lender, I want to know, like, how important do you guys consider lending in the real estate transaction?
Oh, it's very, very important, Doug. Just this week, I've had three homes that did not close due to loan commitment. We actually are past loan commitment, and the lender didn't come to close with the loan. I mean, it was the last day. So it is so important, and it just having a great relationship with the lender, having a lender that understands, obviously, the lending business and asking the questions up front, really knowing the customer and their needs and being able to make that loan happen.
And what about being pre-qualified up front before people start showing properties?
I would say it's critical. In this market, a lot of people will start by looking around and seeing if they can find a home, and they do keep looking until they find one. And then once they find one, then it's go time. And unfortunately, we've seen over the years people lose properties that they really wanted because they ended up in a situation where they wanted to write an offer. They did not have a pre-approval. The seller would not consider it without a pre-approval. So by the time they went through the steps to get pre-approved, et cetera, they ended up potentially losing out on the home that they wanted. So it's critical, I think.
And the comment on that is to have a credible lender. So then the cases I was dealing with this week, you have to have somebody that is a credible lender and that you know up front somebody's been working with a long time. And I think in these cases, they weren't as strong as they could be.
Well, and we're fortunate in St. Louis that there are some really, really good lenders. I think about 70-80% of the people in my industry, in the lending industry, have gotten out of it over the last 10 years. And that's good news for me. And you know, the bad part is that it's all the pros that are left that we compete with. But that's good for the consumer, that it's mostly the pros that are left. Not all of them, though. There are still some out there that just don't have enough control over the transaction to guarantee that they're going to close on time and to be able to move a transaction along quickly. Well, Guys, I really appreciate you taking the time to come in today, spending your Sunday with us. Incredible information. I think that there's so much you guys could continue to go into. We're going to definitely have to have each of you back again at some point in the future. And I always appreciate interviewing some of the stars that come from your offices, too. So thanks again for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
I'm
going to make sure that all the information, if you'd like to contact Jason Pasha, Al Rosen, or Kim Magaletta from Coldwell Banker Gundaker, just visit DougHaldeman.com. It's DougHaldeman.com. So just a reminder for you, you won't want to miss, next Sunday at 4 p.m., we'll be interviewing some of the top professionals in St. Louis around the areas of real estate, finance, and credit. Becoming a financial juggernaut is as simple as listening every Sunday at 4 p.m., modeling the advice of the experts, and implementing your personal plan. See you next week.